something is found to be malignant, means that it has a tendency to cause harm to your body. There's things in our heart, things a part of our lives, that have a tendency to cause harm to those around us and to us. Things of malice. This word is a little vague. It's translated, the Greek word's translated, evil or wickedness. The stuff in us that's not right, that's wrong, that hurts, causes problems and pain. Lay aside all of it, every hint of it. Just put it off. Lay it aside. Because God's word's going to endure forever to make room for the attention on God's word. All malice. He says, all guile in the New King James, all deceit. Now, this word is kind of a crafty, subtle, kind of a, with an intent of a certain idea of something you're trying to bring about, working in such a way. Trying to figure out the definition of these words, I found out that the word manipulation, manipulate, manipulative, is not found in the King James Bible. This may be the nearest equivalent in Greek. Deceit. Trying to bring about something. Lay all that aside. See, the Pharisees had guile, deceit, when they brought Jesus before Pilate and they arrested him. They had this thing they were trying to bring about, and they had this way of going about it. Pilate, this man is trying to stir up problems, and we will serve you well if you make us happy and crucify him. They had this way of going about it, trying to bring about an end. Guile, deceit, lay all that aside, all manipulation. Lay aside hypocrisy. Three of the five things, it says all malice, all deceit, and all evil speaking. Two of them, it doesn't say all. It says hypocrisy. It says envy. It's because these things are more clear. Hypocrisy is to put on a face. It's to play a part. It's to act. And you're either acting or you're being honest. And that's kind of easier to tell. So stop acting, he says. Lay aside this face, this show. Be real. Now, things like malice and guile, they can be more subtle. Sometimes we lay aside some of our malice. And we allow some to stay. So lay aside all of your malice, all of your deceit. Sometimes we give place to some manipulation in our lives. All deceit, guile. Lay it aside. But hypocrisy as a whole, just do away with acting, putting on a show, playing a part. Do away with that. And also envy. This resentment we feel oftentimes because of someone else having or getting something. Lay that aside. That jealousy. That desire for others not to have what you want if you can't have it. You either are jealous or you're not. Just don't give place for that in your life. Lastly, lay aside all evil speaking. This backbiting, translated also, defaming. Saying things that would bring harm and hurt to others. Sometimes we will give place to some evil speaking. We'll give place to some conversation that's not clearly, blatantly wrong, and yet brings hurt and harm, and doesn't seem to be right. But Peter says, hey man, if the word of the Lord endures forever, then just forsake all this stuff. Raise the standard. Don't allow any of it. Put it all off. Put it all aside. Lay aside all of it. He continues in verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Lay it all aside so that you can experience God's word. You know the quote that Pastor Chuck puts in his Bible? That this book will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from this book. Well, Peter gives five specific things that will keep us from the effects of the word of the Lord. Detailed. malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking. Get these things out of the way and desire the pure milk of God's word. He says, as newborn babes, if you think about an infant, a newborn, what does a newborn want? Well, you could come up with a lot of different things, maybe with some conjecture of what the baby wants. But one thing for sure, it wants milk, wants to eat. God put a desire in a little baby for nourishment, for milk, a very strong hunger and desire. It'll cry if it's hungry, and it'll certainly eat. And a good thing that was put in there by the Lord. Babies would starve if there was no desire to eat milk. So it's that way on purpose. And Peter says, just like a baby knows that it needs milk, so you have a desire for God's word. He talked about in the first chapter about us being born again. In verse 23 of chapter 1, having been born again. Since you're born again, you've got this new life you've started. You need God's word, just like a baby needs milk, so you can grow. This is our word of the Lord.